We have a lot of pet lovers out there. Their pets are just like their children. So trying to make sure that they have at their fingertips an app that's going to help them, you know, if your animal starts acting weird, if, you know, if they start, you know, showing any type of signs of distress, that you can actually at your fingertips pull up information and try to figure out what's going on. We're not trained vets. We're not, you know, it's not, we're not trying to replace that. We're trying to give people basic first aid, some things, because care we would offer to a human is different from care we would offer to an animal. So if you ever, and there is an actual pet first aid class for those that are interested, but this is hopefully going to help in that emergency, in that instance. You can enter, you can search, you can try to find, hey, this is what my animal is going through. It'll give you some tips. It'll let you know whether you should contact a vet right away. It'll give you some tips, especially if they're not breathing, if they're wheezing, if there's something going on, to help you diagnose somewhat quickly whether or not it's a life-threatening situation, just like with a human being, but with an animal.
No, American Red Cross certainly helps human beings, helps people. You're there for people in dire need.
Absolutely.
Whether it's hurricane, tornado. But you did say something earlier that you also care for animals. In what way, in terms of the local American Red Cross?
Well, no matter what, and we care for people in times of crisis, you know, but with people come their animals, you know. So during a time of crisis, whenever we're trying to shelter somebody to get them out of harm's way, get them, you know, out from, let's say, a fire that just happened this morning, you know, you're going to still have your animals that are going to be needed to be taken care of. You know, we want to help the actual human being, but we've got partner agencies that are going to be there to help the animals. You know, so for us, it's really just trying to find ways that we can continue to help people in times of crisis. Again, pets are just like our children. You know, people care about them. They want to make sure that they are. So, you know, having something at your fingertips instead of having to Google something, you have an actual app that can pull up and can actually see exactly what's going on, put in the symptoms, here's what I think my pet's going through. And it's going to be able to tell you whether or not, you know, is this a dire emergency? Is this something that I need to get them to an emergency clinic right now? Is it possibly something that might just be, something that could be taken care of later on? So that's really because, animals, their bodies are different than humans. In a human, we're going to be able to tell. We're going to be able to say, we're going to have signs like, hey, I'm choking. An animal is not going to be able to put their hands around their neck and let you know that they're choking. But if you can start to recognize the signs on your animal that something's wrong, and having that app at your hands, at your fingertips, is going to help you, is going to help you recognize that. And that's really what we hope with the app that people end up walking away with.
You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Mark Colbert, and I'm speaking to Mr. Greg Waite. He is Southeast Community Chapter Executive for the American Red Cross, and we've been discussing a new Red Cross mobile app that helps dog and cat owners provide emergency care for their pets. And in all, the American Red Cross has 7 mobile apps to assist the public in a variety of ways.
From the tornado app to hurricane apps to wildfire, and a lot of it is based on the geographic area where you're at. Wildfires are not very common here, you know, but the tornado app is. You know, it's pretty much replaces the common weather radio. It uses GPS to alert you when there's severe weather. We have a shelter app, so if for some reason you're living in an area, even this week with the cold air that's coming in and the snowstorms and, you know, up north, people may need shelter. They may need things. So having an app that you could pull up at your fingertips again and see where is help available, where can I go? Where can I go to get assistance if I need to vacate my home for some reason? We have a volunteer app. So trying to find opportunities for people in our community nationwide for people that maybe just don't want to become a full-fledged volunteer. They want to be spontaneous. They want to see, hey, they're needing 10 people this week to do a project. I can probably go. The app will help connect you with that, give you those opportunities. The first aid app, just like the pet first aid app, it's first aid for humans. So just trying to make sure, you know, our tech folks are really trying to make sure that everything we're out there teaching is now in the palm of your hand.
You are now in a new building here on 4115 South Crest Road, and you just left Macaulay Avenue after you moved across the street on Macaulay Avenue. Why the change?
Well, after 57 years, that building on Macaulay Avenue started to become outdated. It was going to take a lot of money to try to keep the upkeep. UTC actually wanted the building, and so they came to us. We worked out a deal, and we were able to work out a deal. So we stayed in the building up until this past, just a couple weeks ago. But for us, it was trying to find where did we want to go. For us as a headquarters, we needed to be centrally located. We oftentimes find that being downtown, we were very limited. We were having to, maneuver around the streets. We were having hard times with big trucks trying to, get to a major interstate to get somewhere faster. We did a study, and we actually looked at all different places where there was real estate. And our main goal in switching headquarters was to take a property that had been sitting out in the community, maybe that was foreclosed. And this building was in foreclosure for a number of years. It was just sitting here. It wasn't, doing anything. We were able to come in, sink a little bit of money into it, put a little green technology into it, trying to sort of find a way to give back too. So trying to do something to better the community. In the process of moving from Macaulay Avenue to here, we were also able to help 14 different organizations that are partners for us. So we were able to liquidate a number of the items that were in our old building and give those to other organizations that might not have the means to buy new furniture. We're fortunate enough in the transaction that we ended up having money available to buy new furniture. Other organizations don't always get that. We've been there. We know exactly what it's like. So if we can give back and help those other organizations, it helps us to ensure that we're being a good partner and we're helping our community at the same time. So that was really the idea. And when we talk about being centrally located, we're cutting off in terms of travel time, 15 minutes to get to Cleveland, 15 minutes to get to Ray County. So anywhere we're going, because we're 2 minutes from 153, we can get to 75, we can get to Hicks and Pike, we can get to any of those main avenues very quickly now. We have, this building is actually equipped, being all one level, it is now handicap accessible throughout the whole building. It has an actual hydraulic lift, so our volunteers especially, when we're loading and unloading our trucks, they don't have to break their backs anymore. We don't have to try and, I need to get this up into the vehicle. We have an actual lift that's built in as part of the building to get on and off. So that's really the main process behind it. It was a year endeavor. It was a $1.5 million investment into the community. But now we're going to have a building that people are going to know where we are. They're going to be able to be a part of this, and we can truly be a community organization. We'll be inviting people in to take part in using this building to hopefully increase the number of services. And our main goal is increasing our availability to get on scene faster.
That was Greg Waite, Southeast Community Chapter Executive for the American Red Cross. And for more information about American Red Cross mobile apps, you may visit them at www.redcross.org/SETN. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Mark Colbert.